Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And you know how if you love something so much, you can love it to death? I think that may be true of the walkway over the Brooklyn Bridge right now. The bridge's popularity has resulted in so much increased foot and bicycle traffic, with cyclists and pedestrians increasingly encroaching onto each other's pathways, that in response to complaints about crowding on the bridge, the city's transportation officials will now conduct a study. It'll take about 7 months, they say, to assess whether expanding the Brooklyn Bridge pathway on each side of the promenade is a feasible alternative. So here to discuss the expansion project is Polly Trottenberg, the New York City Transportation Commissioner. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. It's great to be here.
And I hope you have time to also touch on a city bike expansion and maybe one or two other things. But what are you looking at with respect to the Brooklyn Bridge?
Well, I think as you pointed out, Brian, it is being loved to death. It has grown wildly popular. We are now seeing on an average day 10,000 pedestrians and 3,500 cyclists trying to navigate a walkway, which can be in some places as narrow as 10 feet. And, you know, we've done a lot of work on the Brooklyn Bridge over the years, and we decided this summer it was time to consider the next step in the bridge's evolution and see, is there a way we can expand that walkway so that pedestrians, cyclists, and tourists who now really love the bridge can have more space?
Now, let's see. It's been a couple of years since I walked or biked over it.
You're overdue, Brian.
I've done both, but we did it more often when the station's studios were down at the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge. Now I tend to go other routes. But it's one unified path that's in the middle of the bridge.
That's
right?
Correct. Yes, and look, we've tried to improve over the years, improve the markings to make it clearer where cyclists should be and where pedestrians should be. But it's a very narrow walkway, and there is not a physical separation. And again, as you know, tourism in New York City is booming, so we have a lot of tourists now on the bridge taking pictures, taking in the views, and it's a lot to navigate on a crowded summer day.
In fact, one of the great joys that I've had in recent years is taking part in a 3K run that takes place in the summer that's over the Brooklyn Bridge, which is about a 5K run, I should say, which is 3 miles roughly. Over the Brooklyn Bridge is about a mile and a half.
Yep.
And so the round trip is about 3 miles. And when it's cleared off just for the runners, it's such a glorious thing. So what are the alternatives?
Well, look, if you've spent time on the Brooklyn Bridge, as you have, and people who are familiar with it know that there are girders that run over the roadway. And as the bridge slopes up towards where the two towers are, the deck actually starts to go over the girder. So one of the alternatives is, can we put more decking over those girders, widen the walkway, hopefully, again, maybe find a way to segregate pedestrians and cyclists? There are a lot of engineering challenges, and so the study is going to look at whether this is, in fact, feasible to do. And also the question of, when you come down to the approaches on the Manhattan and the Brooklyn side, where on both ends you have, you know, a complicated tangle of roadways, how would we make that work? But that's what we're going to be looking at, and we're very excited. We hope we can find some creative solutions.
Part of the issue contributing to the crowding is stagnant groups of people watching street performers and buying goods like water and snacks from vendors at the foot of the bridge. Could policing the promenade help address some of the crowding issues on the bridge?
Well, we certainly are working with the NYPD on that. And look, it's true. Certainly vendors and others have started to encroach on the bridge, and particularly, again, because there are so many tourists there. And it has become, as we've dubbed it, sort of the Times Square in the sky. It has become a major tourist attraction in its own right. And I don't think we want to squelch the tourism there. We love that people are coming and taking in the views. But I do think, obviously, we need to have some better solutions on managing the bridge overall and all the uses that are occurring there now.
Listeners, any questions for the New York City Transportation Commissioner, Polly Trottenberg, or suggestions about that crowded bridge, crowded walkway and bikeway over the Brooklyn Bridge, or anything else related? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Funny enough, the Times story on this quotes a cyclist saying he's worried that expanding the promenade on the bridge will be a short-term fix and may even draw bigger crowds. I guess that's like why the solution to traffic congestion is not to build more lanes. It'll just draw more cars.
Well, I suppose there's some truth to that, and it's been fun seeing the reaction. Some the pedestrians have said, we need more space for pedestrians. The cyclists have said, we need more space for cyclists. I think clearly if there's a way that we can create extra space that will benefit pedestrians and cyclists, it may draw more of both, but if we can segregate them, I think it'll make the experience much safer for both. So that would be the goal.
Maybe there should be passes issued to control the number of people that can use the bridge per day, or, you know, you have to wait in line to get on until it's, you know, only a certain amount of density would be allowed on the bridge.
Well, I don't think we're ready to try anything that drastic quite yet. Maybe there'll be an engineering solution that will be a little easier.
Before we go to some calls, I don't know if the city has a role in dealing with the same issue on the George Washington Bridge, but I know the cycling community is unhappy about how narrow that is, and I gather that's being redone, but some cyclists are still unhappy that it's still going to be too narrow where pedestrians and bicyclists are on top of each other.
I have heard from the cycling committee on that. As you know, Brian, the George Washington Bridge is run by the Port Authority, so it is not a city facility. I do hope that the Port Authority will hear those comments, because obviously that is an incredibly important route for cyclists, but that you'll have to talk to them about whether they're willing to expand that pathway.
And you have any of your own thoughts on how to do it in that instance?
Well, look, as I'm learning, looking at the Brooklyn Bridge, it's very challenging when you look at these old bridges to retrofit them. I mean, another bridge that we've had a lot of interest in, is there something we can do on the Verrazano where there is no pedestrian and cyclist access? And I think all of us are challenged with how you can make the engineering work, how you can make it work at both the, you know, the approaches to the bridges. But clearly, as cycling grows in this city, there is a real hunger to make those bridges more accessible.
Mary in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask if it would be possible to put up a barrier between the bike lane and the pedestrian lane even before, or even if it does not get expanded, because I think a barrier would really help direct traffic to keep it safer.
Yeah, we have tried to take a look at putting up barriers. There are places where the space is so narrow that we're nervous to do that. As I say, we have enhanced the striping, but at some of the pinch points on the bridge, it gets as narrow as 10 feet. And we want to make sure also for police operations and other things that we're thoughtful about that. But look, as we go forward, I won't say it's off the table if there's some creative ways we can make that work.
Donald in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donald.
Hey, good morning. First of all, I'm so glad that you're talking about this topic, because this is something I've sort of ranted about many, many times before. And I think that there's a solution that, you know, we could do more immediately, or at least in the short term, which is I think that bikes should be banned basically from the Brooklyn Bridge during peak tourist season. So, you know, maybe April 1st to October 31st. You know, they just couldn't be on the bridge at all. And because, you know, it's also very dangerous the way some of them just go flying down the bridge. But there is a sizable and very unused bike path on the Manhattan Bridge. And it's, you know, on the Brooklyn side, it's really, I don't even know if it's a quarter mile away from the, maybe a half mile away from the entrance to the Brooklyn Bridge. So the distance, especially when you're on a bike, is not really that onerous, you know, on the bicycles.
Or you could ban tourists during the height of bike season. Ha, ha, ha. But, Commissioner,
well,
that one, you'll have thousands of bicycles in front of your office protesting if you ever tried to do
right.
that.
I dare say, I don't think we're taking any drastic steps like banning anybody from using our bridges. But the caller is right that the Manhattan Bridge, for people who are serious cyclists, I know a lot of them do go to the uh-huh. Manhattan Bridge, where we yeah. actually have a segregated bike lane, which is very wide. And one of the things I'm proud that the department is doing this summer, we're making a protected bike lane on J Street in Brooklyn, very popular with Brooklyn cyclists who use the bridges. But look, I know there is sort of a frustration, and I think we've tapped into it when we announced this study, that people do feel like there are too many uses crowded on the bridge. People may have their own opinions about who we should kick off. But I think we'd rather try and find a solution where we can create more space to accommodate everybody.
Let's see. So there's the three bridges, the Brooklyn, the Manhattan, and the Williamsburg. Does Williamsburg have pedestrian or bicycle access?
It does, yes. Yeah, and there's actually capacity on Williamsburg as well.
But you think that because people have their own routes and those bridges are far enough from each other, that one can't be designated more of a pedestrian bridge and another one more of a bicyclist bridge?
We haven't gone that route. And look, I think the Brooklyn Bridge is unique in that it is the tourist magnet because you get such extraordinary views of New York Harbor and up the East River. The Manhattan Bridge, you don't get quite the same dramatic views. I think the Manhattan Bridge is better for those that want to just do pure cycling, particularly commuting cycling. And those two bridges are pretty close together. Once you get up to the Williamsburg, the bridge is not quite so close. You're a couple neighborhoods away.
Lorraine in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Brian.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask if you hadn't already started making a new walkway. Because I live on the side road of the Brooklyn Bridge, and they've already taken away a lane of our parking to expand it. Is that not so?
Well, we are doing work on the roadways approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. We're actually doing work there. It's a safety project, and we're enhancing the bike lane there. So that is true. I mean, we are always trying to do work to improve the roadway network around our bridges.
Yeah, but we have 1,000 apartments here, right, on the service road of the Brooklyn Bridge, and you've taken away a whole lane from us.
Well, as I say,
you know,
we are...
I love tourism and whatnot, but it really is a problem for us here.
Well, we are working on a project there. Again, trying to do what we can during the construction phase to minimize the impacts. I apologize. You know, I know sometimes our projects can aggravate folks, but we are doing a lot of work in the whole area on the Brooklyn side of the Brooklyn Bridge, a lot of safety work, a lot of street enhancements, a lot of bike network enhancements.
There's no email floating around that said, it's time for some traffic problems in Brooklyn Heights.
Nothing. Absolutely like not.
Well, Lorraine, thank you for your call. We have 2 minutes left. Maybe we'll touch on a couple of other things. City bike expansion. What's new?
I mean, look, we're having a great summer. We're expanding on the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side. We're going to be going further into Brooklyn. And hey, Brian, I want to take the moment actually to make kind of a city bike pitch. As you know, these first 3 weekends in August, we're doing summer streets where we close off a street in Manhattan all the way from the Brooklyn Bridge up to 72nd Street on Park Avenue. It is a great chance for folks to try out city bike. We have stations all along the route. And then this weekend, coming this Saturday, August 13th, we're doing something very special. We're doing something called Shared streets. We're basically limiting traffic in a 60-block area in Lower Manhattan, south of City Hall. We're going to have music, food, performances, another great chance for people to get out and walk and bike.
Last week, your department released a study on left turn crashes and subsequent treatments at an event that our transportation reporter, Kate Hines, covered. And I see DOT is moving forward with Vision Zero projects from Amsterdam Avenue to Queens Boulevard to East Tremont Avenue, along with many others. Is this lessons from what you've learned about left turns?
Absolutely. Our safety experts actually went and looked at 1,100 crash reports, and we determined some interesting things, that when there are crashes involving turns, it's three times more likely that it's a left turn. We looked at the circumstances. It's often when a car is coming from a smaller road, turning left onto a bigger road where they have to deal with traffic coming in two directions. And we saw some of the treatments that really work, like leading pedestrian intervals where we give pedestrians a head start to cross the road, doing better signaling in terms of making those left turns. So we've really gotten some interesting results, and we're implementing a bunch of projects all over the city this summer.
Good. Just say briefly how people can contact your office if they have suggestions for the Brooklyn Bridge walkway and bikeway or anything else.
They can go to our website, www.newyorkcitydot.gov. And look, we would love to hear people's suggestions and thoughts. We're very excited about this this study for the Brooklyn Bridge.
New York City Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.